George Rogers on the phone with us, the man with the big grin, the man that just always is trying to do good in South Carolina. Do we have George Rogers on the phone with us?
You sure do. How you doing?
I'm doing great, George. How about you?
And I'm doing fine, and I'm trying to help youngsters go to school and with the George Rogers Foundation of the Carolinas. We help first-generation students to go to school, and I've been doing it for 21 years now.
And how many first-generation students have you helped there, George?
Oh, girl, don't let me go back and count them now. I say if I had to count them, I think we've gotten through maybe about 80.
80. That pretty much starts a tradition for that family, doesn't it, George?
I tell you what, I'm a first generation myself, and I enjoyed my college days, and my mom was a very smart lady. She played the piano and played and then sang in church and stuff, and she always told me she always wanted to go to college, and she reminded me that I was the first one to go. So I made sure that my kids was able to get in school and graduate. I got one that graduated from Furman, and I got one that graduated from Carolina, and then I got one that's going to pharmacy school. So I think my wife and I did pretty good.
Absolutely, you did, but, you know, that's an expensive proposition, isn't it?
It really is. Can you turn yours up a little bit? I can't hardly hear you.
You can't hardly hear me? Okay. Let's see. Let me. I was doing an interview. Maybe I'm not loud enough here. Let's try that. How's that there, George?
Oh, that is perfect.
Okay, great. But I get that's a pretty expensive proposition to send a child to school, isn't it?
Well, it is. But fortunately for me, mine's got scholarships.
And that makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does. I can remember going to my oldest boy games. He played for Bobby Johnson, and I used to love to, and I tell this story all the time. I used to love to go to the Furman games so I can say F you. Ain't that something?
Well, you know, George, I know that sending kids to school and getting them in school, and I know you were a Heisman winner. You had a great career. I mean, you've done everything that every high school football player wants to do. But what is the absolute truth about becoming this? It's not for everybody, and not everybody's going to make it, are they?
No, they certainly are not. And then just because I did all these things don't mean that I wasn't vulnerable for other things either. I mean, I can remember doing drugs, and I try to tell people that. Don't think because you've done all this and that, you missed a nice guy. You ain't missed a nice guy all the time. And I ran into some trouble. I made a bad choice. And then there's a lot of choices out there that you can make. I'm fortunate to be alive because of some friends that have already passed from using and drugs and stuff. So I try to tell the kids, hey, you can do good and everything, but you gotta go straight and narrow most of the time, and don't make bad decisions. And I certainly had my choice, choice of that. So with all that said, I was fortunate to win the Heisman Trophy. I had a lot of teammates that pushed hard toward that goal, and we achieved it. But without them, none of that would have never happened.
And that's true. And today, even when you look back in 1980, when you were playing and everything, certainly was a different world than what high school kids trying to get on college teams and get those scholarships. They look at so much more than they ever used to.
I can tell you one of the things they look at right now is that grades. You got to make the grades. If you don't make them grades, then you ain't no sense in even playing because you're not gonna make it. I was fortunate that, I had to have a 2.0 to get in college. You know what I graduated from high school with?
What?
A 2.016. I barely made it in. I barely got in. So you gotta have a 2.5 now, and you gotta have a good ACC score too. So it's a lot harder to get in, but with the ones that are getting in are really smart, and the ones that are going to the University of South Carolina are getting their degrees, too. That's what I like about it.
Absolutely. And, they're actually, I think what I've heard is they would actually pass over a super talented kid if they thought they had any bad actions that might come out of them.
You know what? That makes it different too. You know, you want your kid to grow up and be, you know, to be good in society and be doing everything in the community and everything. But you know, unfortunately, with gangs and other things out there too, so the kids got to be really careful about the people that they be around and the people that they meet, because you never know who's out there to, for themselves and trying to get them to go a wrong path. But, you know, I was fortunate, to have my wife home and taking care of the kids and had some people that was, the coaches and people like that to kind of monitor them a little bit to have them while I was playing football and out of the town. But my kids seem to strive well and do what they did, what they're supposed to do. So, you know, you got to have a lot of help, though. And you can't do it by one person or one couple of parents can't do it by themselves. You got to have their teachers, their guidance counselor, and all those kind of guys helping them to see them along the way, too.
You're absolutely right, George. And what do you think about this big discussion about paying the players to play?
Say that one more time.
What do you think about whether they should or should not pay the players to play?
You know, that's a thin line right there. You know, they didn't pay us anything. But you know, I think a kid should be able to get you know $40 or $50. I mean, to go out, you know, on your own ain't very much money. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I mean, I know back when I was in school, my parents couldn't afford to give me $20 or $10 or $15. We just didn't have the money. But I had other people surrounding me, you know, like my parents, uncles, and people like that. They would send me, you know, $5, $10, and back then that was a lot of money. And now, God knows, the guys or what the concession stands and the fans and the people that they're getting at the stadium now. I can't see how there'll be any kind of disloyalty by giving the kid something. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what that amount may be, but you know, give him something, because you know, the scholarship is fine. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. That you they did what they was obligated to doing. But on weekends, when you got a kid that ain't making much, and their parents not making much at home and can't afford it, then I think that hurts the kid. But you know, the SEC gonna, I think, you know, in the future, I think they're gonna do something about it. But I'm really not at liberty to say what they're gonna do.
Sure, I understand. But you know, and it really is difficult for a kid on a team to even have a part-time job with school and that. So that makes a difference right there.
Yeah, that is really hard right there. I mean, it's hard enough to go to practice. And then you have to go to class, and then you gotta, you know, there's meetings, and then there's, workouts. I mean, you know, you got your hands full when you step into a program. I mean, there's other things that there's not gonna be a time enough to get no sleep after a while if you have them do too many things. But you know, Coach Spurrier and his staff seem to be doing the right thing. They're getting the kids there at school, and the most thing that impressed me about Coach Spurrier is he wants them to graduate, and that's all you can want a kid to do, because NFL means exactly what it means, not for long.
Well, there you go. Now, I understand you are a host on Score Radio.
I am. I've been doing it for like maybe 2 or 3 years now, and we have a good time up there at the Score, and my providers. I can't even think of their names right now. I'll be moving around so much, but they know who they are though. But Rita
Hunter.
And what's the other girl's name?
I don't know. I've talked to Rita. I've talked to Rita before.
Oh yeah, but see, I don't even know. Jill. That's her name, Jill. See, they'll get mad at me if they say, George, don't even know our name. But that's how I am when I'm excited and I get ready and I'm talking to people. I forget names. You know, might come from a lot of them hits I got when I was playing football up there in the NFL. But we have a good time at the show. We had Gene Casella, who's no longer with us anymore. That's what I was told. But we had fun though. We have fun up there. And Will Merritt, who's a great guy, a Clemson guy. who I always have a good time with, and Ben Wonstead is another guy that I have a lot of fun with.
Well, that sounds great. Now, tell us a little bit about the foundation. Of course, you're helping kids that have never, first-generation kids going to college, but you have a golf tournament coming up.
We got a golf tournament coming up in 4 months. I know that's a long way, but, you know, when you're having an event and it comes up on you so quick, it's July 1st and 2nd. And at the stadium, we have a banquet, a banquet sort auction thing. And what it does is we try to give away all kinds of prizes, beds, guitars. I mean, we just got a whole lot of stuff. We got a lot of people that really help us to do it. And it's a great event, and they help us to raise money for these kids to go to college. And also, to get your ticket, you can get them from me at 777-8995. Call my office. And you also, Paul Kennemore. I don't know if you know Paul is. Paul.
How could we not know Paul Kennemore? Greenwood Saw. He packs a punch.
Greenwood Saw Company. That's right, man. I tell you what. That guy, I tell you what, I don't care who you are. Paul has no enemies.
That's
true. He helps anybody that he can. And he's been helping me for like 10, 11, 12 years. I don't remember the number, but I know every year Paul Kennemore is one of the guys that I really count on to help me with my foundation. And what we do is we sell tickets for the auction that night for the zone. And the university is so grateful to let me use their facilities to throw this big thing. It's a big thing. We got like 10 Heisman Trophy winners. You know, Tony Dorsett, Billy Sims, Gino Toretta, Chris Winkie, Johnny Rogers, Mike Rozier, and we're gonna have Larry Holmes and we're hoping to have Larry Holmes, but we're gonna have Jerry Cooney gonna be there, and we might even have the singer Brian McKnight who's gonna make a appearance for us. So and then we got the the regulars. I call them the regulars, but the regular celebrities at the university, like Deuce Daly and Sterling Sharp and Harold Green and Jim Stuckey, who went to Clemson, and Dwight Clark. I mean, we got a lot of people that's going to be there.
Well, I know this is a big event you do it every year. That's going to be the auction, and then the next day you're actually having your celebrity golf tournament.
Oh man, that's going to be at Fort Jackson, and Fort Jackson has done a wonderful job. I mean, we was trying to find a place where we could get all this stuff done, and Fort Jackson has been so. Grateful to just have all the carts and the greens. I mean, the fairways and they golf courses just really great for us to play at. And then you go out and you have a lot of fun. And then we got good people that's helping us with the food. I mean, Randy Jones, who has barbecue. He's gonna barbecue for us. And then we have the guys, five guys, the hamburgers. We're gonna have hamburgers and hot dogs and. I mean, it's just a big eating extravaganza, and
you know about eating, don't you, George?
Supporting me.
And you know about eating, don't you, George?
Hey, if you saw me, you were like, he was one of them offensive linemen. I know everybody call all my offensive linemen I see now and say, are you sure you didn't play tackle?
Well, I know you disarmed them with your laugh, George. You certainly have a great laugh, and you certainly are doing a great job out there helping first-generation kids get into college and hopefully start a tradition for that family.
Well, Ann, I appreciate you letting me come on and tell everybody to try to get them a ticket and come to this extravaganza, because it's going to be a great thing and a great thing for young kids to have a chance to go to school.
That's right. And you can check out more information about that at the George Rogers Foundation.org. That's George Rogers Foundation.org. Is that correct, George?
That's correct, Ann. And thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much. We'll have to have you on a little closer so we can talk about it some more, and maybe you'll have some good stories to share.
No doubt about it, Ann. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, George.